And if I'm going to put a message on it, or a title on it, I'm going to call it The Great Exchange. The Great Exchange. And so our text is found in Psalm chapter 30, verse 11 and 12, and we'll get there in a second. But let me ask you guys this question. Have you ever traded anything with somebody before? You ever traded, I don't know, sports cards or, I don't know, some antiques things or, you know, video games? You ever trade? Anyone in here ever traded before? Anybody? Yeah. And the purpose of that trade was to get something else that you wanted for something that you didn't necessarily want. Might be nothing wrong with it, but it's not something that you wanted or you didn't want anymore. Amen? And so I'm the type of guy, I like trading. It's fun. I've done it a few times, and you know, I just kind of like it. You never know what you can get for sure. And you know, usually when you're trading, you're looking for something that you see as better. Something that you want. I know kids growing up, the big thing was, you know, video games. And so you'd go to the game store and you'd bring in 3 or 4 or 5 year old games to get the new game or get it at a discount because you're all excited because you want the better game, right? But then as you got older, you realize that they were making a lot more money off of you, you know, because you were bringing in 4 and 5 games and they were selling them for a good marked up price. And, you know, so sometimes what you might think is a good trade is not a good trade. But when we're talking about the things of the Lord, it's always in our favor.
Amen.
Amen? Turn over in your Bibles to our text, Psalm chapter 30, verse 11 and 12. And let's see. Put it up on the screen there. So you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Amen. You see, when we're looking at this, God is someone who wants to trade with you. And He wants to take away all the old things that you don't need and you don't want and don't belong to you anymore. And He wants to give you much better things. A much better exchange. Amen. Come on. So this scripture verse, let's keep that up there. And because we're going to dissect this a little bit, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. Well, come on now. Sometimes we can be sad. You know, there's going to be times when you're going to be dealing with grief and sadness and all those things. In the last little while, I'm going to be honest, my family, we've dealt with it. The last few months has been kind of tough. You know, we've had some family members pass away, and actually this week we had another family member just pass away, and so it's been tough. And, you know, I was talking with some people about this, and I'm like, I don't know how people do it without the Lord. You know? I have no idea how people do it without the Lord. Because let me tell you something. Man, when you're heartache and heartbroken and sad and upset about, you know, losing a loved one or something not going right or losing a job or something like that, something that you really enjoyed, you know, it hurts. When you lose a friend, something like that. You know what I'm talking about? Anyone ever experienced that kind of loss? It's no fun. It hurts. You know? And like I said, the last month or so, well, since just before Christmas, my family, we've been going through it. But I am so thankful that we have a God that is willing to exchange that sadness and that grief, and He's willing to give you joy.
Amen?
Amen? It's right there for the taking for you to have. You know? And so, you turn my mourning into joyful dancing. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 in the New Living, it says, all praise to God the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when we're going through those times of hardship and sadness, you know, I've seen other people within the last day or two, people that connected to this church, losing their loved one as well, you know? And it is hard, it is tough to see these people go through this, you know? But the thing is that even in your brokenness, God will give you joy. God will give you the comfort and the peace that you need. And even though you're hurting or you're going through something, God will still give you the tools that you need to be effective to minister to someone else. Amen? Because that's how cool our God is. Amen? Yeah, it's going to sting a little bit, but the Lord will give you joy. Come on now. Now, the thing is, we have something to do about that. God is right there, and he's like, hey, here's the joy. Now, you have an opportunity to either take it or leave it. And a lot of times, we kind of tend to maybe forget about it a little bit. I'm going to wallow in my self-pity for a bit. I'm going to stay sad for a little bit. You know? No. That's not what it's about. Come on now. I don't like to be sad. Anyone in here like to be sad and depressed? What do you like to be?
Happy.
Well, tell your face that. Prove it. There we go. You see? Yeah, we're supposed to be happy people. Come on now. You see, we got Jesus living on the inside of us. Amen? Now, he's the one that gives us joy. Put our scripture verse, our text back up there again, Miss Kels. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. Now, let me tell you something. When I'm feeling sad and down, I don't necessarily feel like dancing. Anyone else feel like dancing? Anybody in here like to dance when they're sad? No? But sometimes, baby, you got to fake it till you make it. Come on, sometimes you got to turn it on when you don't feel like turning it on. Because there's going to be times when, you know what? I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling down. But you know what? You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. How has he done that? Because he's a good father. We have to think about what he's done for us and what he's going to do for us. That he's brought us out already. That he's already set us free and he's already delivered us. Come on now, he's our healer, he's our provider, he's our safe refuge. That's who he is. When we start thinking about the things of the Lord, we can't help but get a greasy smile on our face. Come on now. We should not be down and out and upset all the time. That our bottom lip is dragging on the ground, and when we get home, we're picking rocks and pieces of grass and stuff out of our bottom of our lip. Come on now. We need to be smiling from ear to ear, and people look at you and be like, what is wrong with that person? Why are they so happy? Come on now. I'm serious. You should be so happy people think you're crazy. There's no way that that person is normal, because they are way too happy. Well, that's right. We're not normal. Come on now. What's normal about being a believer? Come on now. There's nothing normal about it. That's an extraordinary life right there is what that is. Come on. Scripture even tells us that we're aliens. It does. You know? It tells us we're not of this world. This is not our home. We're just passing through. Come on now. Amen? So we're supposed to be a little different. And in a world that's broken and sad and depressed and always angry and upset, you know, we're supposed to be what? Happy. We're supposed to be a candle or a city on a hill. Come on, we're supposed to be the salt of the earth. Come on, we're supposed to be influencers. Now, that's the big word that's pretty popular the last few years is influencers. Everybody wants to be an influencer. On Instagram or TikTok or, you know, YouTube or whatever. You know, you got these influencers. Well, let me tell you something. Christians have been around a lot longer than what TikTok and YouTube and all those things. And we've been called to be influencers. Come on. So, even though we might be hurting, even though we might be going through some crazy stuff, as believers, we know that God has got us. And so because God's got me and you, he's turned my mourning into joyful dancing. And because of that, we can show people and influence other people who too go through struggles. Yeah. That, you know what? God's got you too. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the world that you influence is amazing. The people that, you know, you come in contact with, you don't know the effects that you have on other people's lives. It's absolutely amazing. And the things that you put out online or the things that you say or the way you treat others, people are watching. Good or bad. So I much prefer to have joyful dancing and not be going around like a sourpuss all the time. Anyone know what a sourpuss is? Or is that a newfie term? Anybody know?
It's a drink.
It's a drink? Yeah. We refer to it for someone that's, well, we just call them a sourpuss. It's a drink? Oh, it's a Holy Ghost drink. That's better. This is not a sourpuss. This is water, I promise. I learned something new tonight when I come to church. What'd you learn tonight, Pastor Steve? I learned that sourpuss was a drink. Well, back home, when we refer to someone as a sourpuss, you're talking about someone that's sour. They're not happy. They're just, another word we use is crooked. I don't know what's a mainlander word for this? Grumpy. There we go. Negative. Yeah. A mainlander word. I've lived here. I've lived off the island for 15 years, and I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. So here we go. We're still going here. Lord, help us. Now, look at the second part of this verse as well. It says, you have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. Now, in another translation, can you put up New King James Version, please, Kels? Give Kelsey a big hand for being so awesome on the computer. And appreciate those kids, man. I'm going to tell you, we brag for a second while she's putting that up. We have the best youth and young adults in all of the land here at this church. I'm telling you, they have servants' hearts. They're willing to do whatever needs to be done when it needs to be done. They are awesome. You know, we got a husband and wife team back there working, Kelsey and AJ, young couple. I mean, it is fantastic. All right. You are doing it. It says, you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Now, sackcloth is not necessarily a very nice material. All right? It's not something that I would want to be wearing all day long, all the time. Okay? In some places, and some, I've done a little bit of study on it today, and it's made out of animal hair or fur woven together. You know? Usually from a donkey, you know? Or from different animals. And it's something that you wear when you're in mourning. It's a token of mourning that the Israelites used. It's also a sign of submission or grief and self-humiliation. And it was occasionally worn by prophets. It kind of showed humility, that type of thing. But in a lot of cases, you know, when somebody was sad or in mourning, they wore sackcloth. When they were sad, when they were depressed, and that's what they wore. And it got a lot to do with ashes as well. They covered themselves in ashes. Yeah, they were a real sight to behold, I guarantee it, when you're upset. Well, let me tell you, I started thinking about this today. I'm like, you know, when we get upset and we're sad and, you know, we're not very pretty. Seriously, though, you know, you ever get one of those good snot balls going on when you're crying? You know, it's, you know what I'm talking about? You're just so upset and you're just, and ladies, you know, guys don't have this problem unless you're into that thing, but, you know, guys don't wear mascara, so it's not running all over their face when they're crying, you know? It's funny, I knew a guy who actually did wear it, and he was, you know, he was whatever, but he, you know, he just wore it just because he liked it. He just wanted to bring out the definition in his eyes, and okay, no judgment here, bro. But, you know, some women, they wear that, and, you know, you see the mess running down their face, and they even get the real expensive stuff, I guess, that's not supposed to run. But, you know, sometimes you just get ugly when you're crying. Am I right? Anyone ever get ugly when you're crying? Pastor Dave, do you get ugly when you cry? Actually, I should ask your wife. Does he get ugly when he cries? Yeah? When was the last time he cried? I want to know. I'm curious. Last night? Okay. Julie, does Harry get ugly when he cries? It's okay. Men can cry. We have a big ball right now. I always tease, like, I'll never cry in front of another grown man, but I'll go home and have a great big ball for myself into my pillow. No. But sometimes when we're crying, when we're upset, you know, we don't look the greatest. And so even when you're sad and depressed, you're kind of going around mopey, and, you know, you're putting on your sweats, your favorite sweats. And, you know, just sometimes when you're, especially if you broke up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something like that, you young guys, and your heart's just broken, and you feel so sad, you know, and you're just playing those same songs over and over again, eating a pail of ice cream, and you're just crying, and haven't showered for like 3 days, and, you know, it's just not pretty. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I've never experienced that. What's love got to do with it? Sorry. I'm having flashbacks. Anyway, You know, when we look like that, but see, you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. You see, let me tell you something. When we realize that God is our comforter, that He has given us the peace that surpasses all understanding, Scripture tells us, that if we just trust and rely on Him, He's going to take off the mourning clothes and He is going to put on our dancing shoes. Come on, He's going to get us a real nice pair of dancing going into town clothes. Amen? And we're going to get dressed with gladness. So what does that look like? That looks like happy people. That looks like people that got the love of God flowing through them. People, yeah, you know what? You might be hurt a little bit, but you know who God is and that God is bigger than any situation, than any trial, than any heartache. Yeah, it's going to sting for a little bit when you lose a loved one or something doesn't go right in your life. It is going to sting, right? But God is there with you. Yeah. Scripture says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. That He sticks closer than a brother. Amen. I'm thankful He sticks closer than brothers. I got a brother up in Pickle Lake and one in Southern Ontario. They're not very close. You know? But God is right there by your side. Amen? So, there we go. We're going to take off our sackcloth. And we're going to be clothed with gladness. Amen? Come on, so not only are we going to be dancing, He's turning our sadness into dancing, but we're also going to look good.
Amen.
Amen? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, man, you look good. Boy, it is good. God will trade your mourning clothes for clothes of joy. Amen? Turn over in your Bibles to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. This good? You guys getting anything? You having fun yet? Good. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. It says, then He said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is what? Say that again. Well, that was pretty weak. The joy of the Lord is what? That's correct. You see, when we're sad and down, you don't feel peak. You don't feel, you know, like you're all topped out and that you're the best. When you're sad and down, it's like, eh. But you see, when you have the joy turned on, come on now, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on. So that's where you get your energy from. When you're feeling down, you start thinking about the things of the Lord. That's what builds me up. I'm going to be honest with you. When I feel sad or down or discouraged or, you know, I start thinking about the blessings that the Lord has given to me. And I start thinking about the good things that God has done. And I turn to His Word and see what the Word of God says. And let me tell you something. The Word of God says a lot of good things. Amen? You don't believe me? You should maybe open up the Bible and see what it says. Because it's full of God's promises. It's full of encouragement. It's full of words that is for directly me and you for our everyday life. So that we can be overcomers. So that we can be the head and not the tail. So that we can be blessed. Come on now. So that we can be happy. Everyone say happy.
Happy.
And the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, the devil's going to come at you, and if he can get you off your A game and get you thinking on the negative all the time, he's going to dominate your life. Oh, man, the doctor said this. There's no hope. There's nothing I can do. Oh, look at the news. The government is going this way, and the truckers are going that way, and this is upside down. This is inside out. You know, Zimbabwe is doing this, and Africa is doing this, and China's taking over the world. What's an NFT? I don't know. Bitcoin is going, like, there's all this crazy stuff going on in the world. You know? But what do? Do we stress out? No. You turn off the TikTok. You turn off the CNN. You turn off the news. You open up the Bible. You turn on some teaching is what you do. Come on, you make yourself happy by getting into the Word of God. Come on now. The joy of the Lord is what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. So do not sorrow. That's pretty basic right there. Do not sorrow. Don't be sad. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Man, there's times when it feels like, oh, am I going to get through this? Well, you're not going to get through it on your own. You're not. Stuff is going to stick with you unless you choose the Lord. unless you make the decision to step towards Him. You know, unless you make the decision to see what the Lord's got going for you. Excuse me. Now, when you trade something, back to our trading conversation, when you trade, you want to, you know, you get excited about when you trade up. This one time I traded something with some guy, and I was excited because for me, I had a good deal, you know, what I got, and I got excited about it. Now, I followed this young lady for the last, I don't know, it was about 6 months or so. I followed her on social media, and she traded up from a bobby pin, and through a series of trades, she traded for a house about a month and a half ago. Okay, from a you know what a bobby pin is. I didn't know what it was until I asked my wife, but apparently it's for doing girls' hair or whatever. But a bobby pin, she traded a bobby pin, and through a series of trades, so she traded a bobby pin for something else, and she ended up like getting vehicles, and she had, you know, all types of different cool things, you know? And some of the stuff I'm looking at, I'm like, I would have been settled there. But she's like, no, my goal was I wanted a house. And she kept trading up and trading up and trading up until she got the house. And let me tell you something. When she got the house, like, she was very excited. All right? She had a lot of, because she traded things. She got rid of the old things that she didn't want and got something that was so much better. Ladies and gentlemen, when we choose to trade off our sorrow, trade off our, you know, our things that we don't want in our life anymore. We want to trade off our sickness, our diseases. We want to trade off those things and receive what the Lord has for us. The Lord is always wheeling and dealing on our behalf. Amen. Come on now. The Lord is always right there, and He's got stuff for me and you. He wants to make sure that you have that healing, that you have that prosperity, that you have those blessings. Come on, that you have that divine health. He wants to make sure you have those things. You know what He wants back? Your garbage. Scripture says, cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. So what does that mean? My goodness, Lord, if you want, take it all, because I'll take what you got. You know? And I thought that was impressive. With that lady, traded a bobby pin for a house. And how much more does God have for us? When we give Him our yuck, and He gives us, well, every spiritual blessing Scripture tells us, just not a few, just not once in a while or a little bit, but everything belongs to me and you. That authority belongs to us. Amen? That same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and you. It belongs to us. For those of us that belongs to the Lord. Come on now. So you know what? That's a little bit of our joy right there. Our joy should be coming from that, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the more we understand on who God is and what He's done for us and what He's going to do for us, the more excited we need to get, ladies and gentlemen. And come on. And the more excited we get, the more pep in our step we get. Come on now. We get built up, man. Like a bodybuilder, they work out, they pump iron, something like myself. Ed is my favorite person in the world. I love you, Ed. At least someone notices around here. I better be careful. Pastor Roma talks about my stretchy pants every now and then. You got to limber up. He's like, be careful you don't rip them. Pastor Dave is laughing way too hard. That's all right. Sorry, my throat is dry. There we go. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, bodybuilders. Something I can totally relate to. You know, we all can't have that wonderful physique. Round is a shape as well, okay? Hey, Pastor Dave. But how bodybuilders work, and you know, and there's resistance there. They go through stuff. But, you know, these guys, they get jacked up, and they get pretty buff, you know. It's pretty crazy. And I'm like, oh, man, how does that happen, you know? But it's because of their training. It's because of what they're doing. It's because of the work they're putting in, you know. And they focus on certain areas to build up those areas. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to be strong in the things of the Lord, we need to focus on the things of the Lord. Amen? You know, if we want strong spiritual glutes, we need to work on our strong spiritual glutes. You know, what's a glute? I don't know. But we need to work on, we got biceps somewhere too. I don't know where they are, but I know we have them. You know, abs. Someone's got abs. Mine's in protective custody. But, you know, we work those out too. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. But you focus on those things, you know, and our bodies, we build those up. You know, we build up our strength, and that's the same thing when it comes to the Word of God. We want to grow up spiritually. We want to come strong spiritually. Come on. We start casting away the sorrow, the shame, the agony, all that stuff. We start focusing on the things of God, and we start focusing in and really exercising our spiritual muscles. Come on now. See, joy is only a side effect of what God is doing. And if you got Jesus on the inside of you, you need to be a happy person. You need to have that joy. And because you have joy, you're going to be a strong person. Because this thing's going to come your way, and you know you're going to be at work, and someone's going to do something that's going to be, oh my Lord, take me now, Jesus. You know? Just people are going to get under your skin. There's things going to take place that you're not going to like. But, you know, you're not going to lose your mind over it because you have the joy of the Lord. You're bigger than that situation. Amen? So even though the devil might, you know, throw something in your path, you go through the drive-thru and they mess up your order, and the dirty devil's after me today. They made my Big Mac wrong. Throw it in the garbage. What? That's good food, man. Oh, you know, you want to get mad, you want to go in and give them a piece of your mind. Well, if that's the first thing that you go to, don't give them too much of a piece of your mind. Because we need to renew that mind. Come on now. Come on, we need to renew that mind. I was like, oh, okay, they're probably busy. Oh, okay, there's something right. I'll pray for them that they get my order right next time. There's a saying that we got in young adults, and it's something, one of my messages I was sharing with the kids one night, and they took this, and they take my sayings, and they actually make shirts and stuff out of what I say. And one of it was patience and kind. You got to be patient and kind. And you'll see some of the girls, they got hoodies that says patient and kind. And I said it several times. They got it under hoodies several times. Patient and kind, patient and kind, patient and kind. And every now and then they'll come to me and they'll say, I had to be patient and kind today, you know. And I'm like, I understand, you know. And it's like, even today, my sister, where is she? She's probably with the kids. She came, she goes, Steve? There she is back there. She goes, Steve, I had to show patience and kind today. I was like, yeah? And she told me the story, and I'm like, yeah, you definitely did, you know? But see, that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that our responsibility is that, you know, there's going to be times when we are going to get down, when we are going to be pressured, when we are going to face obstacles and trials and stuff and life, just life, you know? The game of life. But we're going to be able to get through it and be triumphant over it, because of the principles that is in the Word of God that applies to me and you that we can use in our everyday life to make us better. Come on now. And there's things in there that we haven't even tapped into yet. We got to make sure we get into the Word and see exactly what it's saying. Hallelujah. All right. So, this great exchange that we're talking about, the Lord has traded all those ugly things from us and given us so many cool things. So what are some other things that God exchanged for us? Well, I'm glad you asked. I just wanted to tell y'all. Okay? First of all, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, you know, we see that He took our unrest and He gave us peace. Amen? Let's look at that scripture verse real quick, Miss Kels. Y'all doing good? You still with me?
Yeah.
Good. Now, may the Lord of peace Himself give you His peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. Now, may the Lord of peace Himself give you His peace at all times and only certain situations. Right?
No?
In what situation then? Every situation. So you mean I don't have to be stressing out? You mean I don't have to be like fretting about everything? You mean I can have the peace of God?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Man, oh man, that's pretty cool. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. Amen. So the Lord has taken away our unrest or anything that's going to cause us to not have peace, and he's replaced that with his peace. Now let me tell you something. His peace is a lot better than our peace. All right? See, whatever humans have, it's only temporal. But see, when it comes from the Lord, it's eternal. Come on now. It's always there. It's a constant. It's a foundational thing when it comes from the Lord. So therefore, what I'm saying is you can take it to the bank. It's good. It's solid. And so may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times in every situation. So, we know you got to have patience and kind. You know, you got to be patient and kind with people. But you're also going to have peace in scenarios, in situations. Guys, let's be honest in here. Have you ever had a situation in your life to where you didn't feel so peaceful? When you felt a little stressed out about something? You know? But then, you know, I remember one specific event that took place in my life, and yeah, it was a little stressful. But when you stop thinking about the event or the problem, and you start focusing on the solution, which is Jesus, well, then you automatically feel like this is like waves washing over you. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't know if you've ever lied on a beach before and had waves just brought, you know, go up over you type thing. To me, that's the way I feel it. I just feel like just the waves of peace just flowing, you know? And I remember one time so vividly, it was like, man, I had the opportunity to lose my mind and be very, you know, stressed out. But I said, Lord, I can't do this. I need you, you know? And I never even had the words out of my mouth say, you know, I was just feeling it. And all of a sudden, I just closed my eyes and I was like, okay, Lord. And it was just, and it was like this big sigh of relief. And I was like, I don't know, the situation was still going on, but it's just like, wow, it doesn't seem so bad anymore. You know, that's the peace of God when it flows in your life. And all throughout Scripture, we see this peace of God taking hold of different people and changing their lives. Amen? All right. So, God took away our unrest and he gave us peace. What's something else that he exchanged for us? Well, before we were born again, we were unprotected. We never had the protection that we needed. Right? So, he took away our unprotection, and he gave us protection. Psalm 91. That's a scripture verse that I think we've all read a million times within the last 2 years. Amen? But we're going to look at the first two verses here tonight. It says, for those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah! This I declare about the Lord. He alone is what? My refuge. My place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. So he's taken away all the unprotection because we can run into him. He's traded with us so that he can protect us. Come on now. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High. Who in here lives in the shelter of the Most High? Who is under the Lord's protection in here? Anybody? Will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. When you are sheltered in him, you will get peace in him. You will get rest in him. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. Y'all know I got a Marine background and my dad, he can tell you more stories than what I can, but I've heard stories growing up of these guys being out caught in storms in smaller vessels. You know, when I was fishing on the water, we were in much larger vessels and we could handle, you know, a fairly severe storm. But I was hearing stories of guys being caught in a gale of wind that would pop up out of nowhere. And instead of staying out there, they would take off to a safe refuge somewhere, into a sheltered bay, a sheltered harbor, you know. And even though the storm is still going crazy around them, they're in this cove in a place of safety. This past summer, we took our boats out on Lake Superior, and we had an experience of this firsthand. And because of our adventurousness, I guess you would call it, we went out, we're in this bay, the bay was flat calm. I mean, you could almost see yourself in it. But the further you went out the bay, It got a little rollier and a little rollier. So we're out in our boats, you know, fiberglass boats. They're between 17 and 19 feet long. They're speed boats. And we go out there, and we're bouncing up and down. The water keeps getting a little rougher and a little rougher, and we're having fun with this. Well, we get out so far, and all of a sudden we realize we're out in like 3 and 4 foot rollers in our little boats. And you know, what do? We keep going, because, you know, if we turn around, it's going to be a little hard and a little bit more dangerous, but we see there's a shelter that's about 150 yards or so away from us. If we turn into this cove, it's flat in there. And so we made it into this, and man, I'm telling you, when we got in there, it was flat calm, and it was just amazing to see. You know, we had these big rollers on Lake Superior, but then just a short distance away, here was safety, you know? And that's where we ran to. And we went in there, and, you know, it was such a beautiful place just to hang out in the safety of that cove. Amen? Well, in life, we're going to face situations to where it's going to be rough. But we run into the safety of the Lord. He gives us that protection. Amen? Yeah. Amen. This is good. Praise you, Jesus. Also, when we were lost, number three here, the thing that he's exchanged for us, when we were lost, he made salvation available to me and you. Amen. John 3:16-18. And we've all know this passage of Scripture, but we're going to look at it one more time. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him. But anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. God made a way of salvation through Jesus Christ, His Son, His one and only Son. So, He took away our lostness. You know, before we were born again, we were spiritually lost. But once we come to Jesus, we now have direction on where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do. We are saved. Yeah. Amen? Salvation is a beautiful thing. It's one of those things that, you know, when you're drowning and a lifeguard comes and plucks you out, you're very thankful for that lifeguard. Amen? Or if you've ever been in a car wreck and you've got stuck in there and the firefighters come and they haul you out of that thing, they get you out, you're very thankful for that. Or to bring it into more Northwest Ontario standards, when you're driving your pickup truck and you get caught in a ditch, you know, because there's 5 feet of snow on the ground, you know, it's when your friend comes and tows you out, that's a good thing. Amen? It's good to be rescued. Amen? And so the same thing is, the Lord has taken away our lostness and given us salvation. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And another one for us, He provides for us. He took away our lack and He gave us an abundance. In Romans 8:32, in the New Living Translation, He said, "Did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. Won't He also give us everything else?" God did not spare anything. God gave everything when He gave His Son. So that tells me that our God has us on the top of His interests. That He wants to make sure that you have more than enough. He wants to make sure that you are blessed. He wants to make sure that you are well taken care of. Because He sent Jesus. And then Scripture talks about how He cares for the birds. What is going on up here? We have some static happening. You know, He cares for the birds. And the birds don't worry about where their food is coming from. Come on now. So why should we be stressing out? Because my God provides. Amen? Amen. And here is the last one, but the list goes on and on. It's something else He turned around from us, is that He took away our unhealthiness. He took away sickness and disease. Amen? But He's given us healing and divine health. We have access to that. 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds," what? "You are healed." Come on now. We got something to be excited about tonight. Our God is a God, man. He changed things around. Come on. He moves things around. He exchanged things that's so good for us, for our benefit. Let me tell you something. When we're serving God and we're living for Him, we win. Our trade is always going to be better. When we cast our cares to Him, come on now, we're going to get the peace. We're going to get the blessings. We're going to get all those things that we need in our lives to be successful today. Amen? Go ahead and stand on your feet. Man, the Lord is so good. Amen? I just love the Lord. Without Him, I don't know where I'd be today. I'd be in a hard shape, I guarantee it. But I am so thankful that I can trade my yucky with the Lord, and He's going to give me beautiful things. That I'm always, when I trade with Him, it's always going to be a trade up. And you know what? He's not sad about that. He's not going to feel ripped off about that, because He wants me and you to have the best.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are supposed to have the best.
Yes.
We are King's kids. We're the children of God. You are blessed people. That's who you are. Come on now. So come on, He's going to turn our sorrow into dancing. He's going to turn, you know, our sadness into joy. Come on, let's just thank Him for all the goodness that He has for us. Come on, if you're feeling down in this place or you've been going through a hard time, come on, right now is a good time to change that. Scripture said, I already said it, cast all your cares on the Lord, for He cares for you. So let's cast our cares onto the Lord tonight. Everybody within the sound of my voice, let's just get rid of the stuff that we don't need no more. Come on, let's trade up tonight. Let's get that divine health and divine healing that we need in our bodies right now. Come on, we might need some blessings in our bank accounts. Come on. Come on, let's just thank Him for that. Come on, we might need some, you know, fixing in our relationships. Come on, let's thank Him for that. Come on, we might need, you know, some help with schooling or jobs or something of the sort. Come on, let's just thank Him for those solutions. Come on, He's got it for us. Hallelujah, Lord. You're so good, Father. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank Him. Let's just thank Him. Thank Him for your salvation. Thank Him for Him rescuing you. Thank Him for your divine protection, that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Hallelujah, Lord. You're so good. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Lord, You're so good. You're so good. Guys, we serve a big, big God. But even though He's a big, big God, He loves us big, big, big. And He's concerned about each and every one of us. He's got me and you in the center of His hand. The Scripture tells us that, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And that they're good plans. So when we're feeling sad and feeling down, we run to Scripture. We run to the Word of God. We see what it says on the blessings that He has for me and you. With every head bowed and every eye closed in this place, and if you're watching online, if you're in this place and you're like, well, Pastor Steve, I need to make things right with God. I mean, I've been having some issues. I've been dealing with some things in my life that, you know, I'm really not sure how to handle them, but I think I need to do what you're talking about, and I need to focus on God a little bit. I need to exchange a few things, the great exchange. I need to trade some things. If that's you and you're in this place and you need to trade some things with God tonight, I just want you just to, no one looking around, I just want you to raise your hand, lift your hand up if you need to trade some things with God. Thank you. I see those hands all across this auditorium. Yep. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Amen. Well, if you need to trade things with God tonight, I'm going to pray a prayer, a general prayer, and you're going to pray too. And you're going to ask the Lord to help you with those situations, to give you the joy, to give you the peace, give you the patience, to give you the tools that you need to overcome those obstacles. And let me tell you something. I'm adding my faith to yours right now. Come on now. And we're going to stand in agreement tonight that God is in control of that situation, that God's hand is on that situation, and that you're going to come out on top. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on in your life. That's between you and the Lord. I don't need to know. Father God, I thank You for each person that's in this place tonight. And Father God, you've seen the hands that were raised all across this auditorium. Father God, I want to start off and say thank you for being so good. And Father God, you see each person that's raised their hand and you see the situation that they're dealing with and the things that they need to trade off with you. Now, Father, I just pray tonight that they choose to make that commitment to cast their cares upon you. The Father God, that they'll turn from their things that they're dealing with, they'll give it to you so that your peace and your love, your healing power, your protection, and the list goes on, whatever you have for them, will minister to them, penetrate their hearts, and do what it needs to do. Father, I thank you for this. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever's watching online, the same thing applies. Father, we love you. We worship you. We thank you. Thank you for being our God. Hallelujah. Come on, guys, just 30 more seconds. Just thank Him. Just in your own words, just lift up your voice and just thank Him for helping you today, for being with us today. Come on, everybody in this auditorium. Come on, let's just thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 30 more seconds. If you're in this place or you're watching online and you don't know Jesus, Jesus is not your number one, I invite you to do that right now. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. I choose you to be my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and make me clean. I love you, Lord. I commit my life to you tonight. Make me new in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that simple prayer and you meant it, please let one of us know. We got some materials we want to give to you, even if you said it online for the first time. Come on, we want to send you some information. So you can go ahead and send us in your contact. Let us know. Give us a call. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a message. We love to hear from each and every one of you. Amen, amen. Well, guys, isn't the Lord good?
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. The Lord is so good.